Welcome to Chapter 1 of The Adventures of Brian Hovis. If you are joining my story at this point and haven't listened to the previous chapter, Chapter 0, then please go back and listen to it. It contains a very important backstory which sets up this entire thing. I cannot begin to understand why anybody would ever need someone to tell them what has happened previously. You don't walk into a movie halfway through and shout in the dark, "Can someone tell me what I've missed?" Is this Harry Potter 6 or 7? I've only seen up to part 2. Who's Voldemort? Can I say that? Voldemort? Can I say that out loud? Is that bad luck or something? And if you do that, you should sit yourself down and have a serious word with yourself about behaving like a complete douchebag. If you want to know what happened, go back, you ass! Welcome to The Adventures of Brian Hovis, Chapter 1. The next morning I paced the study, pondering my next move. All was silent, except the calling of the crows from the trees outside. Bernard the butler hammering his dented armor in the roof above. Alf mowing the overgrown lawn. Evil Lord Periwinkle's helicopter hovering overhead. The 845 to Paddington rushing through what was once the bottom of our garden, sweet baby Jesu! I felt the stirrings within me of new hope. But how to go about finding a long-lost relative? What do we know? Aunt Hester Hovis, a formidable woman, an adventurer, a professional artifact hunter, an accidental temporary prime minister of Iraq, potentially a little bit of a liability. My eyes were drawn to the telephone on the floor, where the table used to be before we burnt it for firewood. My mind called out to me a simple idea.
Telephone the International Museum of Adventuring, Brian.
All it took was a phone call to the British Museum, after realizing my first museum was made up. A brief training course as an apprentice air steward, in order to gain free air travel. A short hop to Norway's Arctic Circle. A short hike through the ice fields to Auntie's remote hut where she studies the Aurora Borealis. Where I found an old wrinkled note saying she'd gone to New York. Short hop inside a reindeer carcass while lost in a blizzard. A short hop to Vega. A short tribunal resulting in loss of job as a trainee air steward. And a short hike to a cold, windy New York City and Carnegie Hall, where Aunt Hester was speaking at her charity event for alcoholic sea captains. The title of the event was Hanging Up My Snowshoes, A Desert Story by Hester. I arrived late, partly due to an altercation with a lady in Central Park who claimed incorrectly that it was her sleeping bag. I stood outside in the sunlight and gazed up at the face on the poster. It looked down on me with eyes I seemed to recognize from a time long forgotten. My family, a family I had up until now not realized existed, waited on that stage. A tear fell down my cheek and I broke into an improvised song, which seemed the only way to express my confused New York emotion.
Cabs rushing by, like the pictures in my mind, is my auntie here inside? Yes, inside, here inside. Oh, New York, is this the time in my heart and my mind? Auntie Hester, Auntie Hester, oh, my auntie, please be Hester. Auntie Hester, Auntie Hester, my auntie, please be Hester. And now I walk into the theater, and now I walk into my future, and now I walk into the theater, and now I walk into
I'm immediately walked back out of the theater because I don't have a ticket. Gah!
What shall I do? Go sightseeing? I hear there's a wonderful singing bar, Maria's Crisis. A couple of dollars in a jar, show tunes all night.
Just at that moment, however, a side door swung open, and an usher, who had given up caring many years prior,
stepped out for a lazy cigarette. I nodded a cheery hello and smoothly walked past him into the theater. He couldn't have cared less if he was dead. I made out a sea of faces in the dark, fixed upon the charismatic, magnetic woman on the stage. She had mother's eyes, a warm smile, and a kindness about her too. It was as if the cruel mother I had suffered since birth had really been a robot sent to replace this kind and three-dimensional soul. My heart seemed to slow and my nerves calm, and I could swear that she was looking back at me with a connection only a true family member could understand.
You let the bum in. You look like Saddam Hussein did when I found him.
I felt as deflated as Richard Branson on the first couple of attempts at gassing over the ocean. Like Richard, I managed to keep yapping regardless. I do apologize. I had a rough night.
Well, you've interrupted the show, so sit down, please. Now, as I was saying, the sick...
I realized that this was my time. Forget the incredibly public forum. Forget the food in my beard. The years between us had been enough.
Became a metaphor for the last...
I wonder if I could ask you a question.
The Q&A will come at the end, sir, so please...
Post-retirement, was there any one, perhaps, that you particularly regret leaving behind?
Well, seeing as you asked, I'll answer this one. The answer is yes, and it troubles me greatly.
Really? Who?
Al-Hazul.
Oh.
Well, not strictly him, but his pebble. He's an ancient North African king, and his artifact is the Lost Pebble of Al-Hazul. It's one of the fascinating artifacts I never got round to searching for. Probably worth a fortune.
My heart and my mind were working overtime. If you had a chance to help someone you love and also find the Lost Pebble, would you come out of retirement?
There is only one person I love, and he does not require me to be an adventurer. Everyone, please welcome my best friend, Eustace. Cirque du Soleil for many years, and never speaks. The perfect man.
What if there was someone else? Like a family member?
I think you've had enough questions now, Saddam. Sit down. Ladies and gentlemen, sit down.
But what if there was someone who needed you?
Sit down.
Someone you'd long forgotten.
Crowd control, Eustace. Have you finished with your questions?
Do you want to save your twin sister?
What did you say?
Your twin sister has been kidnapped.
Yes, she has. Yes, it's true. My twin sister has been kidnapped. And I'm doing nothing about it. But everyone here must understand something. I hate my sister. And you probably do too. Ugh, my best kept secret. Okay, did you see the horrible woman who got kidnapped on the news, Lady Hovis? Yes, her. She is one of the meanest people I have ever known, and I wrestled Colonel Gaddafi.
But why aren't you saving her?
This is a complicated, serious subject, but I cannot help.
But what about the Lost Pebble?
What about it?
You said it'd be worth a fortune.
I said probably.
Then let's go!
What the fuck are you talking about? What the fucking... Sit down!
Let's go adventuring, and we'll cash in the artifacts and save your sister!
Why on God's great tit do you care about my fucking twin sister?
Because she is my mother. I am Brian Hovis. You... are my aunt.
Baby Brian? Gah! Little late, Eustace.
I will take my leave. I apologize to the whole of Carnegie Hall for upsetting this valuable Q&A time.
Hold on, Brian. You... Look, I'm sorry about all of this. Yes, we should have perhaps talked more privately. If you would wait outside...
Oh, I'm going to get going, Auntie. Time flies. Need to start searching for that pebble. Worth a fortune, I bet.
Brian!
Sorry for interrupting your train of... your lecture.
Brian! I'll do it. I'll search for the pebble.
That's amazing news. When do we leave?
I leave immediately. You go home. I'll find the artifacts. You claim the rewards.
I must come. I've yearned my whole life to be an adventurer.
Oh, romantic nonsense. The reality is dangerous and hard. I have known you for 5 minutes, and I can already see that you are inexperienced, slow off the mark, ridiculously naive, and completely lack the expertise and charisma required. Plus, you're one wheeze short of a heart attack. No good. As an adventurer, you'd have the success of a clumsy waz in the wind. Why are you crying?
I'm not.
I'm sorry, Brian, but you're just not good enough.
That's what my mother always said.
Okay, you're in.
Fine. Well, then I shall take my leave. But I promise you this, I shall never give up. I'll save Mother if it's the last thing I do, and prove to her and you that this waz in the wind has the guts to get up off its ass and do something rather than sit in a chair on a stage and talk about f***ing snowshoes. Good day to the whole pack of you gawping all-you-can-eat rednecks. By the way, I ate at an all-you-can-eat yesterday, and it was delicious. And guess what? I didn't fucking pay for it. A homeless lady gave me a coupon, Brian 1, New York 0. Goodbye.
I imagine if we give him a few seconds.
Sorry, I realized now you said I was in.
Well, that's great. Apologies to everyone in this vast hall.
Part of adventuring is keeping one's cool, Brian.
Yes. I promise to prove entirely useful.
Like Eustace?
He's not coming, is he?
If you're coming, he's coming.
No, I must object.
Deal. He can come, you can object. Now, show's over, folks. Oh, be quiet, it's for charity. Let's go, Brian. Eustace, we must see a man about a boat.
Little did I know that at the back of the auditorium, a cockroach was stood in the shadows.
The lost pebble, eh?
This is no ordinary New York cockroach. This is my evil neighbor, Lord Periwinkle.
The lost pebble, eh? Well, we'll soon put a stop to that.
You call that a show? I want my money back. Are you an usher?
No, go away.
Ah, well, you're dressed like one.
And you are dressed like an Amsterdam pimp, but I'm not trying to buy anything from you, am I? Hello, darling. Got a long trip ahead. You're going to come and meet me with the chopper. I will send you the coordinates.
Next time on The Adventures of Brian Hovis. We finally set sail on an adventure. The high seas. And the amazing true story of the lost pebble of Al-Hazul. By the way, I realized two things. Firstly, at the start of Chapter Zero, I showed you for a moment a disaster involving myself and a rather obtuse camel. I promised that we will reach the desert soon enough. I don't remember what the second thing was.
Something to do with Hester, Eustace, Adventures. Bollocks, no. It's gone. Totally gone.
Ah, yes, I remember. It was the thing about...
Oh, balls. No, it's just... This music will run out before I remember. Bollocks, bollocks, bollocks. What is it?
Fucking hell.